Love that hat. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. That is a little taste of our new album. I haven't named it yet, but called Riding the Wind. That's some of our new stuff that we're working on. So we are here on the line with two sidekicks. Number one sidekick would be Steve Barish, and number one sidekick assistant would be Buddy Boo. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Well, on November 4th, I'm doing great.
Love that hat you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, it's an Indiana Jones hat that I got from Indiana. It's actually Indiana Boo Hill, and I got my projector on tonight. I haven't had it on in about a month and a half, 2 months. It's time
really?
To get done. Well, it's how you do these. You cycle them, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm cycling.
Yeah.
So how'd you like that new song?
Good.
Yeah,
that was really, really good.
Good stuff. So anyhow, what's on your thermometer tonight? What's on your sleeve?
Well, I'm wearing my nuclear receptor, and I've been wearing it for about a week now.
Yeah.
And, boy, what a difference, Fred. I've been wearing my projector,
yeah.
And I decide to put on my my nuclear receptor, and gosh almighty, what a difference. There's so much energy coming in. And I just feel it so well. It just it perked me up like 1, 2, 3. So it's really great, absolutely great. Maybe we should give out some phone numbers so people can call in.
Yeah, give them out a couple of times because people tell me that we go too fast with the phone numbers.
Okay. If you have a pencil and paper, here we go. U.S. and Canada and across the world, 1-888. 815-9756. Again, that's 1-888-815-9756. And there's three other numbers, but we'll give out one of them. Line one is 1-530-327-7602. Again, 1-530-327-7602. So I hope that helps a lot of people. Maybe we'll get a lot of phone calls tonight if we slowed it down a little bit.
Yeah, my old buddy, Jerry Brown, I've known him for forever.
Our
governor for the second time. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
Oh, Jerry, we were down at the White House one time. He was running against, what's his name? For Senate. Yeah, I'll remember in a minute. But anyway, Pete Wilson might be the list. Anyhow, he's running against him for Senate, right? And he lost, of course, but by just a small amount.
Huh.
Back about 82 or 83. And So we had a fundraiser up at a house in Laguna Beach. It's called the Whale House. It was owned by an old sea captain. And when you went in, a real actually old whaling guy, and you went into his house, it was like being inside of a ship. It was very, very extravagant. Yeah, he had all the chronometers and compasses, but the house even was built like a ship. It was against a hillside. It was a real long, narrow house.
Right.
Going against Pete Wilson. So Jerry and I, we had the fundraiser. He raised money for his Senate campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry says, let's go downtown. I said, okay. So we jumped in that old 50-something or other Chevy, the old green Chevy that he had. And we went down to the White House, which a friend of mine at the time still owns it, Nick. It's a 150-year-old landmark in Laguna Beach, bar. And
right.
Rest. It's very beautiful. And so we went in there. It was a Saturday afternoon about 5 o'clock, and it was, obviously November.
Mm-hmm.
About this time, actually, probably about this day, you know, to be honest with you, 30 years ago. And so we sat down, and I, at the time, I didn't drink any alcohol, and I was a vegetarian like I am now, and strictly no alcohol. And he didn't drink at all either. Jerry was never much of a drinker. He's pretty sober.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down in the White House, and everybody saw us, you know. So I had a pyramid of it, and check this out. I'm with Jerry Brown, the now second time elected around governor of California, wearing one of my pyramids, and he loved it, okay? So I'm sitting there in the White House with my pyramid on, been wearing it all day because Jerry always knew me wearing a pyramid, and I never met Pat Brown, but he knew about me. And anyway, as his dad, and so we had about 100 drinks put on our table. We sat down. You walk in the door, there was a booth. We sat down in the first booth. We were just trying to be incognito. You just wanted to get a Perrier water and maybe a salad. That's what we were both
doing. Right.
And all these drinks showed up. So then Jerry looks up, and the whole place, and that place, the bar would probably hold 150 people, and the restaurant would probably hold about 75. The whole bar was full, and everybody sent us a drink.
Oh, my.
And so Jerry looks at me and says, how are we going to get out of this one? I'll never forget that. How are we going to get out of this one? I says, Jerry, you know about acting. You used to go out with, what's her name, Linda Ronstadt. And actually, we were still dating her then. And I said, we fake it, baby. And so what we did is we picked up a bunch of the drinks. We didn't drink them, but we put them up to our mouth and just tilted them like we drank them, you know, to fake everybody out. So we went around and tasted a bunch of them, but we didn't drink anything. Hey, I would have drank a few of them, but then I didn't drink. You know, when you don't drink, you don't drink.
Sure.
So then everybody thought we tasted their drinks, and then I stood up and said, Jerry wants to thank you guys for supporting him and his work. He just remembered he has an appointment. He's late for it, and we got to run, but we apologize for not being able to stay here. And out the door we went like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And they took me up to the to my house, you know, on Santa Ana Street, dropped me off, and then he went back up to Sacramento. He actually drove down from Sacramento in his own.
Wow.
I love Jerry Brown. And then he was living, at the time, though, he moved down to Laurel Canyon. And when I was living in, you know, working in Laurel Canyon, he was up just up the street. So we used to see him always at Manchusco and Frank's over on Sunset in Hollywood. He was a regular
right.
at Manchusco and Frank's. It's
right.
a luncheon place, you know, lunch and dinner. You know, he was there all the time. I love Jerry.
Wow.
What? Baby's talking here. But
he dated Linda Ronstadt for quite some time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. At the time I was with him, he was dating her. And then, and that was kind of an interesting relationship. And then he went out and became the mayor of Oakland. And did a lot of great things for the city of Oakland. It's a whole different place since he was there. Then he became the attorney general for California, and he's the one that, and what's her name, that blonde chick died, I forget her name right now, but, you know, that girl that took all the drugs, Nicole Smith, or what, yeah. She died, and then he went after Ron, the attorney, that sleaze bag. And got him convicted of some stuff. You know, he was supplying her drugs. I mean, you don't supply you know, people like Nicole, you know, drugs, you know, and use fake names and prescriptions. It's BS. The woman had a problem. She should have been in rehab, like a lot of girls are going into right now. She should have been in rehab, you know, totally. Was she in rehab? Yeah. No. Because she was making a lot of money doing these TV things. You know, Ron, the attorney guy, he just went out and got her fake prescriptions. So, it's sad. So Jerry Brown prosecuted. He was a prosecutor on that case because he liked Nicole. He was a friend of hers. And finally justice came down because, you know, if you got a person that's drowning, you don't throw a bucket of water on them. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course.
That's pretty much what I saw with Nicole. It just was sad. But anyway, my buddy Jerry's back. I don't know if he can say it. The problem with the state is this. The DMV is the only one that supports the state in there. I've been to the legislature and in the Senate and the House up there in Sacramento a few times. And these people, there's more corruption. Everybody, you know, that I've seen so far, except Jerry Brown, are taking bribes. Companies that want, you know, like big wax companies or this company, that company is paying them off. It's a very corrupt. And then they just milk their expense account, you know.
Yeah.
California's famous for the people that represent it just absolutely milking their expense account.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about millions of dollars. And occasionally one guy gets caught, another guy gets caught, you know, after he's stolen like $1 million, you know. And, and it's just, it's a very corrupt, California is a very corrupt state. It should be a very wealthy state. Back in Long Beach in the old 20s and 30s, we had, all the oil wells off the coast of Long Beach and all up and down Tahunga Boulevard.
Right.
California was probably the richest state in the world.
Wow. You know,
forget the United States, all of it.
Yeah.
And then they proceeded to just bring it down, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow,
we got Andrew Cuomo as governor now. So
who's governor?
Cuomo.
Oh, okay, sounds like.
And hopefully he'll do a great job. His father did a wonderful job, and he was a state attorney, and he did very well. So hopefully everything will turn around. We had a terrible governor before, so hopefully things will turn around.
Really good if it does.
I understand they you guys got beat on your marijuana thing out there.
Well, you know who beat us down?
Who?
The growers in Northern California, San Francisco, beat us down. Why? Because they didn't want to lose the revenue.
Wow.
Oh yeah, Mendocino County. Come on, you know they went in and voted against it, and there was a lot of they all banded and went in. That's why it drove it down. It wasn't the people; it was the growers. The growers didn't want it legalized. That's exactly what happens. I know those guys up in Mendocino because they use a lot of our pyramids to grow their stuff anyway. They're my clients.
Yeah,
they use. You can take a plant, it, you know, like Flo's Flowers. I was telling you about Flo's Flowers.
Yes.
She had roses. She specializes in roses. She put our pyramids on the ceiling of her shop. Over a one-year period, she saved in spoilage almost $150,000 in spoilage. Big shop, not a little shop.
Yeah.
She went out and bought her kid a semi truck.
Yeah.
And launched him with the savings. He gave her $150,000. She's going to have to give it to the government because it was profit now. And she went and bought the semi truck and said, oh, we got to haul flowers. You know?
Hello.
Both flowers, Whittier. Look it up. I thought
we had it
online there. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. My flamethrowers in my room.
Yeah.
They are taking off like crazy. The vibration and energy that they're putting out right now is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think we got a caller, Steve.
Oh, hello.
Hi, guys.
Sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, we heard you beep a couple times.
That's okay. How you doing, Dr. Bell? How you doing, Steve?
This
is Chester from Maryland.
How's it going back there?
Pretty good. It's starting to get really cold. It's rainy, actually.
We're going to have it's been hot and sunny out here, but I think it's going to rain pretty soon in California.
You guys are lucky. You guys are really lucky.
It got pretty hot today. It was like 90.
Oh, wow.
No, that's a little over the top, isn't it?
That's my kind of weather.
It was 100 yesterday, but we like it around 75 or 80. You know?
I'll be fine with 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Back in Maryland.
I didn't hear you.
What's going on back in your woods, your territory?
Oh, not too much. I just had a question about the receptors and projectors.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does the receptor start working differently once you start wearing the receptor?
The what now?
Does the receptor act differently after you've been wearing the projector?
Well, it doesn't act any different, but your body projects us. Yeah. Yeah, because you create, it's like opening a door halfway. Now you got the door open all the way, and there's two sides to the, and there's two rooms on each side of the door. With a receptor on, you realize the door is there. With a projector on, you open the door, and you realize there's two rooms, the thing is going on.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a big difference after you won, because one is a Taylor wave device, and the other one is a quantum entanglement device. But
right,
you don't become aware of the quantum entanglement part of it until you warn the receptor, so that your body can process the energy, because the quantum entanglement device requires energy, whereas the receptor gives you energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. When I called a couple weeks ago, Steve said for me to upgrade my receptor to diamond.
Yes.
Is that the same as zircon?
No.
No, it's different.
Is zircon cubic zirconia?
Yeah, we use it. It's a natural. The zircon is a cubic zirconia. It's a natural. It's a natural stone, a zircon. No, it's not a cubic zirconia. That's a synthetic. We don't use those. We use zircons, which are a natural stone.
Okay. Okay.
But which receptor do you have?
Right now, the receptor I have is the emerald silver. Silver emerald.
You had a long time?
10 months.
Okay.
Yeah, you can switch to a diamond if you want. We talked about that, I think, a couple weeks ago.
But you might want to look at getting the aunt. Because for the price you'd pay for a diamond, you could get a zircon aunt. It sounds to me like that's what you're ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the aunt.
Diamonds in it, yeah.
I was going to ask about also the Christos. I heard you talk about the Christos aunt, the Christos receptor and what that one does.
Yeah, that's just coming out. That one, I haven't worn it. It's a 6 months overdue. It should be here any time. I don't know what it does, to be honest with you, until I put it on. It was given to me by the Pleiadians as a necessary element. And I have a feeling of what it does. And I think it has to do with beliefs versus truth. You know, beliefs versus what's real. And I think it breaks down barriers. You know, some people have illusions of things that are not real. And the other ones don't do that. Like the Ankh is about bringing all your past lives together in one thing. The heart chakra one is about, you know, really doubling up on body, you know, frequencies, which is all quantum biology. But the new one, I think, has to do with beliefs and truth. But I don't know until I wear it or see it. That's what I think it does. It's made to break through psychological barriers that are unconsciously put up in our own psyche because of the way we live our lives and the people who are around and what influences. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
So that's what I think that one does, but I don't know. I haven't got it here yet. So as soon as it gets here, I'll tell you.
Great.
Amazing.
So if I go for the Ankh, since I already have the regular receptor, what kind of stone does Steve recommend?
I would just go with a cubic, the zirconians that we put in them.
Zirconium?
The Ankh would be fine because you don't need to get real fancy with stone. The design of the device itself is pretty interesting. It causes people to have amazing experiences. Yeah, we've had people, Wesley Snipes, you know, he really feels the thing. I loaned his piece before he picked it up to a guy for a day, and he was actually breaking down and crying because stuff came up in his past that he hadn't dealt with, and he was now dealing with it, and he was able to deal with it. Because when you go back into past lives, there's sorrow and joy, and you got to sort through all of it. And he was sorting through the sorrow part of it, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, all these things are quantum now, and they have a different effect. So it depends on what you want. But, if you want to go and discover belief versus reality, then I think this will be the unit for you. If you want an Ankh,
gotcha.
The Ankh is a good one, and that will bring all your past lives, that consciousness, into this life. So you're not living a bunch of serial past lives. You're now doing it all in parallel, all at once.
Okay.
And what that means is that it opens up the DNA in your brain and in your brain cells, and allows you to experience what you already know, but are blocked by society's pressures. And we all are influenced by our friends, our parents, our upbringing. These are all pressures that are subconsciously working against us to the truth. Because basically, we don't need any input from this world. We need input from ourselves, from who we are. And so that's what the Ankh does. It allows you to have that input to who you are. And so they're all different. They're really cool. But this is what they do, and this is what people tell me they do. So you got to figure out what you need.
Gotcha. So if I were to go with the Zircon Ankh...
I wouldn't put diamonds in it because it's overkill. You wouldn't need it. If you're trying to put a diamond in the one that you got now, that means that one you got now is not working. You just want to make it not work, you know, spend a couple grand on it for a good diamond, and it'll work less, because you don't need that. It's not about the diamond or the zircon. It's about what the energy field is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the one that I have now, the regular receptor, what should I get for that?
What do you mean? You give it to somebody.
Like,
give it to your wife, girlfriend, or whatever. People usually hand those on. Obviously, it's not working for you anymore. And obviously, since you put the projector on, you noticed it wasn't working, right?
Yeah, it seems not to be working much.
Yeah, no, I understand. Because the projector took you into the quantum field, and now you need... That's why we have a new receptor. I'm glad you called, because this is a case in point. A lot of people don't understand. Once you put the projector on, it opens your consciousness up to quantum. Quantum means that you will think about something... And immediately what you think about will be transmitted. That thought form will go to exactly what your thought was. If it's a person, they'll pick up on it. If it's an object, they'll pick up on it. If it's a healing, you'll pick up on it. And you don't have that awareness until you wear a projector. Then when you wear a projector and you put the receptor on, if it's not the right receptor, to recharge your body from the energy that the projector took to make this quantum entanglement thing happen, And your receptor is not being able to charge you anymore, it's flat. It doesn't work anymore. So you need to get the right receptor to charge your projector, to work with your projector. You've outgrown it. That's what's happened. And you're a classic case, and I'm glad you called in, because it's a classic example of what happens when people put projectors on that understand and let them work. You're going to have great success with your projector, by the way. Be
cool.
Very careful.
Yeah,
when
I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. But don't wear it too much until you get the right receptor. Because it'll drain you. It'll drain you emotionally. Like, you can't, it'll ring you up and spit you out after a while.
Yep.
You've got to have a charger for it, you know?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
So once I order the Ankh, that'll help?
Yeah, the Ankh is a good one. That's what you need now.
Okay.
And then pass on the one you've got to somebody that doesn't have anything, you know?
Okay. So that one's not, even if I upgrade that one to a zircon, it's not going to help much?
It ain't going to do anything for you. The one you got's not working anymore.
Wow, okay.
I mean, it'll detox your body. It'll do the normal things that they do. But it's not, you've opened up, you know, this is what growth is, spiritual growth. And you've opened up your Kundalini energies now. So you need a Kundalini battery charger. The Ankh will charge your Kundalini. The Kundalini is the Ida Pigalle forces, the chi force that martial artists use to break a brick and stuff. You've opened that up now. In our society in the United States, it doesn't fit. But when you live the Eastern society from China, Japan, Tibet, you see all that. And I've lived that for over 40 years, so I mean, I understand a little bit about it, and I understand how alien it sounds to a person here that hasn't had any education. But those that have had a little bit of education will understand where I'm coming from with this. I think you're getting a grasp on it now.
Okay. I also had another question about the standalones.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have two standalones, will they create a vortex?
You can answer that one.
The vortex, actually, even when I got my first... my first standalone, I had a vortex about 2 miles above my house.
Oh wow! Just with one.
Yeah. So it really does work. When I had all four of them hooked up, I believe it was I had somebody that was about 6 miles away from my home getting off the expressway, and he could feel the energy from my home.
Wow.
So yes, it does work. It really, really does work. Very,
okay.
Very powerful.
Okay.
So one can work, two can work, two is even better, three is better, four is better. And from what I understand, Fred mentioned the other week, he's got people that have eight of them now.
They're buying eight
of
them at a time.
Yeah. So they really do work. So
that's a lot of money to buy eight of them, and people are buying that many, and because they've got one or something and they get a result, now they want a lot more. And eight seems to really work for some folks. I don't understand it because I've only got, four.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
And my four is a handful.
Yeah.
But some people are just, they just jump on it,
I've seen pictures of like, it seems like there are two different types of standalones. Is that right?
No, there's only one.
Yeah. Only one.
Oh, okay.
On the Q-band machine, there's a modified one, but it's not for sale. It goes with a Q-band machine.
Okay.
It's got a tray on it with a crystal in it instead of a bridge. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It has to do with a healing machine that we're working on.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I had, I think 3 years ago, I was in Laguna Beach with Fred, and we brought in two projectors, and we put them on stands. And even with two projectors, we were bringing light down right from heaven.
Oh, I remember that. You were floating people in the audience.
Yes, I was.
That all we had was two?
Yeah.
We had them on tripods.
Yes.
Yeah, and that seminar we did.
Yes.
But you had about 14 people floating.
Yeah. They were just incredible.
I came back from lunch, and actually maybe like 30 people were floating. And I didn't know. I went to lunch, and Steve hooked up these. He got some camera stands, like you put your tripod. He had projectors perfectly focused. I think he had four of them, I thought. I don't know.
I think it was two.
Just two?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because he had the whole audience like floating.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were
amazing.
Floating. I mean, they were not there anymore.
Yeah, they were actually gone. We were all standing. There was a 4-foot beam of light that came into the room, and everybody was standing in that. They were just gone. I mean, it was just absolutely powerful. And we did that. We did that 2 years ago in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people were in the audience, maybe 200, 500,
I
don't
about
know.
About 300, yeah.
Yeah, and we had that same thing happen, so it was really good.
Wow.
Now, the thing is that I was wearing, I think at the time, my projector, a platinum projector. I had just gotten it, I think, a few months before that. And with the platinum projector, I was actually bringing light down from heaven, and it was really amazing because I could do the same thing with the platinum projector that I did with the standalones.
Wow.
So it was really, really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And
tough kick butt, you know?
Yeah. It's just the platinum is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Does plating a silver one, would that do much?
Excuse me?
Would plating a silver projector?
No, if you have a gold one, stick to the gold one.
Yeah, we can plate it in platinum if you want, but they work well in gold. Do you have a standalone now or not?
Yeah, I have two standalones.
Cool.
Man, you can do a lot with two projectors.
Yeah.
A lot.
You might get two more and we'll just do platinum for you.
What you can do is give me a call because they're not placed properly in the house, and I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, they're off center.
Okay.
I'm willing to do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, this sounds like we just need to do a little mopping up. You know, get the right receptor on, little projector rearrangement, and you'll be flying.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Awesome. I'll call you after the show.
Let me see. I'm going to be... Yeah, you can call me after the show. You've got my phone number?
Okay. What is it?
585-746-8321.
Okay.
And I'll help you out with them right in your house.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my
call. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, Steve, now there is a person that really is diligent in what he's doing, conscious of what he's doing, running into problems, you know, obviously, because he realizes he needs to make a hardware adjustment. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
When you get people on like that, that
absolutely
actually working it like an erector set or a building block set, and the block doesn't fit, and they're calling up and saying, this is not fitting anymore.
Right.
It shows you that the thing is working for them.
Yep. And it's absolutely incredible. I can't wait. I'm thinking about buying one.
What?
The new necklace.
Oh, yeah. I'm still trying to sell my old necklace.
I can't.
I'm projector-wise, I'm wearing a silver one with a gold bridge. But boy, it works fine for me.
That's all you need, man.
I have five sapphires in it, and it just cooks. I haven't had it on in 2 months. It's time to just finally balance the karma out of wearing it. Last 2 months, I realized it's time to put it back on. So I put it back on tonight, and I guarantee you by tomorrow, it will be happening again. The things that need to go will happen.
Yeah.
I had so much good karma from the last time I wore it for a couple of months. I just caught up with it all, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. That's the way it works. I mean, you wear it too long and you got too much to do. I mean, I'm not a workaholic, but I'm not a super workaholic, you know?
Yeah.
You got your you got your computer on? Is your computer on there?
Yes, I'm looking. Actually, I'm on Ustream, so I can see you, and there's messages coming through.
Buddy Booze is having a ball tonight.
He's a beautiful bird.
Absolutely.
Really loves you.
A beautiful bird. He's in a good mood tonight. He's not biting me, chewing my ear, or squawking too loud. He's actually part of the conversation. I wish I could get Bellaboo back down here, the little red one, but... She could occasionally bite your ear off, you know, hormonal rush. And back when she was on the show for the first year and a half, she was young and she wasn't, you know, able to lay eggs. Once she started laying eggs, she became a different bird.
I imagine.
Yeah, before that, she was so sweet. She always sat on my shoulder, didn't say a word, and just, you know, sent me psychic messages. My buddy, he doesn't send psychic messages. He sends squawkies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Goes crazy, don't you, baby? Yeah, he goes crazy. You know, he's a good bird. So how's the cobra? You got it out now in the shop or out driving it or what?
No, actually, I put it away. It's rainy. It's
far away.
It's 46 degrees, but it's going to get colder real quick. So I just decided to put it away.
That sucks, man. You won't see that till the spring.
I won't see it till April.
That really sucks. That's why I don't live in New York. That's why Buddy doesn't live there. My 58 Chevy will be showing up tonight or tomorrow morning.
That'll be really nice.
Yeah. And I can drive my sports cars every day. You know,
you're so lucky, Fred.
Yeah, I drive the Porsche. Ferraris are too expensive for maintenance, but I keep them stored, you know.
Yeah.
But I can take them out whenever I want, but I just don't choose to take them out because if they break, it's $1,000, you know, so it's better to park them and look at them, you know.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, put the phone number out in case somebody else wants to call.
Yes, the phone number again is 1-888-815-9756. Again, if you want to write it down, 1-888-815-9756. And line one is 1-530-327-7602. Now, I noticed my flamethrowers, even when I pass by them as I massage, are really screaming with a lot of energy, Fred. It's bringing in tremendous energy. I got the black one on the left side of me if I'm facing it, and I got the white one on the right side facing it. So the energies that are coming out of both those things, I mean, it actually vibrates the room.
Oh, I can believe it. We built another black one, and we're building, you know, they take so long to build.
Yeah.
And we're so backed up with things to do, but I want to build a white one for myself. I built one before for myself, but it got sold the moment it was finished, you know. So
yeah.
They don't last long. Well,
no,
I've got about three or four under construction.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I wouldn't sell these for all the tea in China. They really work, Fred. This stuff is very serious. I mean, this is serious stuff.
I know. And you know what's funny is that I've been invited to do a lot of these lectures at these conventions where they, you know, where very famous doctors and psychiatrists and scientists get up and talk about electronic harassment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to go to one. I actually did one so far.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find out when, you know, giving the lecture as a spokesperson and a person that actually helped create some of this stuff unconsciously when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
but knows it's there because I worked on it. When you go to produce the antidote to the audience for some reason doesn't want to go with the antidote.
Mm.
It's really strange. Maybe when they select these people, their selection process is so good that they pick people that don't want the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
They want the harassment. They want to complain about it. They want to do it for some, you know, special reason. But the bottom line is they want to do it. And there's nothing mm-hmm. I can do if they want to do it. They don't want to stop it. Now, on the other hand, there's probably about 10% of those people that will want to get rid of it. And they come to me, and then we use star orbs and flamethrowers and whatever, and we get rid of it 100% every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it means they got to spend a little bit of money to do it, because I can't give these products away. But they get the products, they're guaranteed, they can return them, and they get results. And so nobody's returned anything on that program.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's interesting, what I'm doing with the flamethrowers. I can think of the white one or the black one. I can hold my hand up, my right hand, and pass the energy through my left hand of either the black one or the white one. So I'm finding out that these are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the projector or the receptor, because what you're doing is passing that energy from yourself to another person. So you become those tools.
Yeah. I think we got a caller there.
Hello?
Hello, it's Dominic from London here.
Oh, Dominic, hi.
Yeah, Dominic, we didn't get your emails tonight on the chat room. I guess the thing is screwed up again, you know.
Yeah, well, it happens. I've got the BBS radio onto iTunes, so I can listen to the show through that. Well, I got a problem at the moment. I got something, you know, for the last month I've been feeling rather, I've been suffering from chronic fatigue. And I'm basically calling up for a healing. It's like something affecting my lungs slightly.
The lungs? What are the symptoms?
Well, for the last month, I've just been totally worn out. And then I just notice I breathe in deeply. Something's blocking my lungs. And, I'm just getting the energy through now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been surviving, but it's been very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of chemtrails over there?
Certainly, yes. I can see them all the time, nearly every other day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what I can do for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass energy from the white flamethrower over to you. So just give me a second to connect. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Can you feel that energy coming over to you?
I have for the last couple of minutes, actually.
Yes, I've been passing that energy to you. How does that feel to you?
Oh, I feel much better. Yeah.
Good. That's from the white flamethrower in my room. So
wow.
I'm connecting to that to you. So it should be, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. How does that feel?
Yeah, like white doves. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I'm certainly relieved now.
Your lungs clear?
Yeah, lots of weird. You know, it's been affecting me in lots of strange ways. Like, I've been having this lethargy. Well, it's chronic fatigue. It kept me in bed for days on end sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've been having lots of
now?
Interesting visions.
Yeah. How do you feel now?
A lot better. A lot better.
Good.
A lot brighter.
Terrific.
And more comfortable. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's from the white flamethrower I have in my room, so that should help you out a lot.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. What else can we help you with?
Oh, nothing so much. No, it's just been a relief for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll let you go now. Okay
thank you so much.
Cheerio, bye.
Bye-bye, Chuck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, normally I still out of his chat room.
It's amazing what we can do with these flamethrowers, Fred. Just amazing.
Yeah.
You can clear energy in people in seconds.
Yeah, I just saw you do it.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It's really amazing what you can do.
I was just trying to get the chat room for, you know, because like Dominic and these people, they'll send me questions. And then we'll answer them on the air.
The chat is not the socials.
It doesn't work.
Long into chat. No, it's not working at all.
No, that's the thing with Ustream. Half the time it doesn't work. And I get a lot of my questions on the internet off the chat room. But there's nothing there because it's Ustream. Hello, Ustream. You suck. You suck bad. You suck really, really bad. I mean, they do. I mean, they should have. Okay, now it's starting to work since I've been cursing it out.
Right.
Chester says hello. So now it's starting to work. See if just put it on the chat, pop-up chat, and see if eventually it doesn't start to work after you insult Ustream enough. Call them whatever name you like. I don't care.
Well, there's Chester, and Chester,
yeah.
Hi there, Dominic, Chester, and gosh, well, that's good, we
yeah,
got some stuff
working,
going
but
on
I've been
now.
Having it open now,
good.
For over, I don't know, 20 minutes, and it's been starting to work.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's nice to have the service of Ustream, but at least provide the service. You know what I mean? Because they run a lot of
ads. Yeah, because the messages would be good. I could really be really great.
Yeah. And normally, that whole screen will be full of different names, but because it wasn't working, and we've got 5 minutes of show left to do, now it's starting to work a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So you must have had a busy day today. Did you have a busy day?
Yeah. What did you dress up in as in Halloween?
Oh, I just answered the door. We were giving out Boy Scout popcorn.
With razor blades?
Huh?
Was that the popcorn with razor blades?
No, God forbid. No, it's really good stuff. You know, and it's in a plastic container, and the kids get it, and it was really nice.
So how many kids came to your door?
Probably about 15, 16.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Say 10 years ago, how many came to your door?
Probably about a little bit more, maybe 20.
Yeah. You're like, it's tapered off.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Brenda Rose from Manitoba, Canada.
Yes.
We have an onk and heart receptors. And my onk has a stone, one of the little garnets is out of it, I guess from wearing it the last few months. What my question is would it be best to go to a jeweler here and get a little piece of a garnet in it?
Yeah, that was what I would do.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
you have to go to customs to get it back down here. It's a big hassle.
Pardon?
Most jewelers service our stuff. If you send it back down here, you have to go through customs.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
if a jeweler can do it here.
$5. Yeah.
Yeah, if a jeweler can do it here, that would be great.
Yes.
I also have a request from Steve. I have a husband who has a very sore knee, and he was too shy to ask you himself, so I'm asking for him for help.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm looking at him now. Excuse me?
I'll just give him the phone.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Is that the right? Is that the right knee, sir?
It's the right knee. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just clearing it now for you. So just give me a second.
Okay.
You should be able to feel the energy going through your body.
Yeah.
Good. I'm connecting you to my white flamethrower. Here we go.
Okay.
Move your knee around, sir. See how that feels now?
Well, it's improved quite a bit.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, sir. Listen, please, stay with us sometimes. Give us a call. Let me know how your knee's doing. I know Dr. Fred would love to hear it. And
okay.
That's fine. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you very much for the help. When I moved
it, I could
hear it cracking, eh?
Good.
Yep.
Good. Very good, sir.
Seems quite a bit looser, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, and is there any other thing you need to ask for?
Not right now.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We're going to be going off the air in a couple of minutes. I think Dr. Fred wants to talk a little bit.
Well, that's okay.
Okay,
you guys, when there's healing going on, I just remain silent. I think
he's all done. He's cooked pretty good.
Yes. You're really stirred up, Steve. I don't know how you do this shit, man. Probably did this when you were racing cars. That's how you won. Healing energy in the combustion chamber, right? Made your car go faster.
Yeah.
That's too cool. It's amazing.
Yep.
Whatever
Thank
goes, you. The show is so crazy. You know, we never know what's going on. But
you know, it's so interesting. I mean, you do the scientific stuff, and I do the energy. So it's
it's
true. Works out that way.
I build you the device, and you activate it.
Right.
I build a spaceship, and you're the astronaut.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're down to a couple. Well, actually, down to 1 minute. So
yeah.
Go ahead and put your.
My phone number is 585-746-8321. I'm more than happy to answer any questions about anything that Dr. Fred has, as much as I can understand it, but I'm more than happy to help you with whatever you need. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, okay, and our number is 1-800-729-2603, 1-800-729-2603. Our website is Pyradyne, P-Y-R-A-D-Y-N-E.com. You can Google Dr. Fred Bell on the search engine. Can we Google you? Are you on the search engine yet, Steve?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
That'll be the next question. You know, I'm going to see if I'm going to actually. I got the Google thing going here. I'm going to type your name in real quick. We still got
okay, great.
50 seconds or so. S T E V E B A R I
S
H. Right?
B A R I S H.
What is it now?
B A R I S H.
Oh, okay. I S H.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at this. Funny. Okay. Have you ever Googled yourself?
No.
Oh, yeah. You're all over the place. You've got 456,000 hits. Look at that.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that you're pretty popular on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Are you
wonderful.
On Facebook? Have you joined Facebook yet?
Nope, I haven't done that either.
Well, there's quite a bit. There's quite a few pages on you here.
Okay.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm blown away. I didn't realize you were this popular.
Well, I didn't know that I was that popular myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you are. That's funny. All right, we got a book out of here. It's 5:56.
Okay.
Minute over. We're going to play In the Wind with Steve Gesalt singing for the Voyager Band, and there we go. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, and that's every Thursday night at 5 o'clock. Be here or be lost.